Hello guys, I'm Naveen and welcome to another episode of Injury Time Extra, a place where we get you stories about the people who make up the beautiful game in India. In today's episode, our fellow podcaster Sandeep is in conversation with Lenny Rodriguez, the player from FC Goa, the ISL side. Well, in this conversation, he talks a lot about his life from the very beginning, his time in FC Goa, his journey in Indian football and so on. Well, let me not blurt out everything for you. Why not just go ahead and listen it for yourself?
So Lenny, welcome to Injury Time Podcast. First of all, thank you for for your time here. I know it's very difficult. So I wanted to start off, how is it going in FC Goa?
Right now I'm enjoying my football in FC Goa, the way I played in Bengaluru. So the style of both the coaches are similar to me, and I'm enjoying at my home.
How important was it for you to go back home? You played for Salgaonkar, you played for Churchill. So to go back to Goa, was it something very important for you?
Yeah, for me every season is important to make my dream or level high. So, and my family is there, so friends, and the atmosphere at the home is very good.
And now you are on top of the table. You're here in Bangalore to play against the second best team in the league as it stands in the table. So you played here for a couple of years.
Yes.
Any good memories? I'm sure there are, but any?
Yeah, good memory means last season we were top of the table with 40 points with Bengaluru, and now I'm playing for FC Goa. So I just need that momentum to go high and win this tomorrow's match. And again, we'll see another 3 or 4 points above Bengaluru FC.
So the team that finished on top of the table last season had Lenny in it. The team that is currently on top of the table also has Lenny in it. So what is special about Lenny here?
I don't want to say anything much, but maybe the FC Goa management, they believe in me that they will bring Lenny here because I don't know, because of my hard work maybe it is. And I'm happy the way I'm performing with the team.
So happy with your personal performance this year, because you have started almost all the games.
Yes.
If not all the
games.
Yeah. And you are 5th highest in interceptions, 6th highest in passing, 8th highest in tackles and 6th highest in touches. Of these two of them, you are the highest, best Indian. So how would you assess your season so far? The best you've had, you've had better ones?
Before also I had a better season, but I think this will be more memorable for me, because the team is in top level and winning. Now last 5 matches we are
not considered
a goal. So the team spirit is high, and all the management, the staff, they are all supportive towards. So I think this will be the best for me.
So Sergio Rivera, let's talk about him. What does he want from Lenny the midfielder? Because you sit as a screen, but what exactly does he want from you on the field?
For me, the coach is a good motivator for me. He believes in my ability, and he likes me doing pressure, high pressure and interception, and in the middle of the area. So I have to be over there and balance in the team. So he likes me a lot, and I'm also giving my good for this coach.
Is it similar to the role you played under Roca?
Yeah, similar. It's a similar role for
what
me.
What is the difference there?
Difference, nothing much. The way of style is the same. It's like a 1-2 touch football, the way Barcelona playing. So I'm very much similar in that.
So that part is quite similar. So in terms of defense, Savik, who's sitting here, he was part of the podcast before. So he was telling, and we were talking about your movement in when you don't have the ball, when your team does not have the ball, how you go to the left or cover the right and stuff like that. How do you, is that also part of your specific duty, or is it something that you just do?
No, my biggest strength is to run here and there, and to help the defense most. And when the opponent team is attacking, so I break down the counter attacks.
And Goa also, you keep the ball. And you keep the ball a lot more than Bangalore FC, although they may be associated more with the fact that, you know, Spanish coaches and players and stuff. But possession stats don't lie, you keep the ball a lot more. And you also invite other teams to come and press you and then play through the lines. How did that confidence has to be there to be on the ball?
Yeah, all my teammates who are playing in first 11, they are very good with the ball. And our coach philosophy is to keep the ball more. So, and I have that experience also, and I'm happy to keep it simple.
So, in terms of Lobera as a coach, you said you like him, he's a good motivator. But what is his best feature, tactically or man management?
He's a very good guy, a quiet guy. Only thing, when we are not doing well, he gets angry. Otherwise, he's absolutely cool. So, no pressure, nothing.
So, coming back to Bangalore, you are here to play against Bangalore FC. So, how do you feel against playing your old team? A team that you went to the final with. So,
Now, it's like my second home in Bangalore. I played over 2 seasons here and I won 2 season 2 trophies. Before that, Federation Cup, and last season we won Super Cup. So, the crowd here is, the crowd and the atmosphere on the stadium is very good. And my love and respect for the club is always there for them.
And do you feel, how do you expect the reception to be here?
I think they will welcome me like their own grown child. So I'm very much happy.
Very happy.
Yeah.
So, and then how come you decided to move on from BFC to Goa? What is how it happened?
I don't want to say anything about the club. It's about... When the player is getting higher respect, and whenever their demands is not given up, so it, like, you have to change the club. So I don't want to go in much.
You did it for your betterment of your personal career.
Yeah, I did my betterment for, and my love for FC Goa was there, and before also I wanted to play for FC Goa, but I never got a chance to sign over there. So this time I got a chance and I proved that I'm there.
Do you think it's because you played in BFC and they knew that you could play that role, that shield, sitting midfielder role? Do you think that helped in getting that final move?
No, I never thought like that, and I didn't even recognize that I will play in FC Goa, because last season they were playing with 3 foreigners in the midfield. So I thought I'll be a second choice, but coach trusted in me, and that's why I'm playing. Maybe I don't know.
Okay, let's talk about the foreigners. First of all, Koro. So, how good is he as a striker? For you as a midfielder to play to him.
Koro is a very good player. So he controls the ball. He runs a lot also, and his scoring ability is very good. So we are very much happy, because in our front, if we give him a ball, that we make sure that he will score and we can sit behind and play. So he's a very good striker for me.
Mikku or Koro?
Right now I'm playing for FC Goa, so obviously Koro.
Very, very diplomatic there.
Yeah.
But FC Goa, until recently, was not a team that we associated with great defense, but 5 clean sheets, and that is not by chance, and you are a big part of it. So how, what changed, or what is working for you now?
I think when the coach done a tactical changes, he put 2 foreigners in the defense, and they are most experienced players. So our other defenders, they can overlap and help the team. So the most experienced player were Fall and Pena, so they are doing their job very well. And up front, myself and Jao are playing our role and give them a chance to score.
And then you have Edu Bedia also, who is sitting just
He's a number 10. He's a very good player with the ball. He's very good. So he keeps the ball, controls the game, and as a team, the foreigners, all the Indian players also, they are doing well.
What about the Johu's passes? Like he did a long pass in the last match to Jackie and he hit the bar. That could have very well be the best counter-attacking goal this season.
Yeah, Johu, I think one of the best midfielder in the current league, because he's doing well and the passing accuracy is very good. And he played in Europe also. I don't know which club, but for me, Johu is the best.
It's the best you have ever played with?
Before also I played, but now currently.
But the best you've ever played with?
In Churchill Brothers, I played with Beto, a Brazilian player.
Yeah, yeah.
He was very good. You know.
I know Beto.
Yeah. So now, I league is not there. The foreign players are also not good. But in the league, Johu, I think he's the best player.
I was just reading up on you earlier. The only Indian title, cup title, trophy that you haven't won is the ISL. You won everything else.
Yeah, yeah.
So how important, at 30 now, you're just 30
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
How important is it for you to finally get that one also on the bag?
For me, I just want to win this trophy, not for myself, this for the fans, for the Goan fans who love the most, and the atmosphere at the stadium is very good. So I just want to give this trophy for the fans.
You coming from Goa,
yes.
Salgaonkar is no longer there in the
I-League.
Sporting is not there, Tempo is not there. Churchill Brothers are there.
Yeah.
But most, what do you feel about the state of football in Goa? Especially away from the ISL.
I think now all the clubs, they doesn't want to spend money, or the management, they do want to set up the football right. And most probably, I think the publicity in Goa is not that much. Because of ISL, I think the people are coming to watch. Otherwise, there's no hope for the football.
But do you feel bad for the time? Because you came up at a time where the Goan football is thriving.
Yeah, I feel bad because there are no other Goan players who can come up and give their best for the in this good football league. So I just want to say that only Churchill Brothers, they are the one who are running the I-League. So I just want to tell them, like, it's a message. Then, like, they have to grow up and keep the Goan football on a high level. And we in Goa, there's many, lots of players, talented players are there, but they don't have a good platform now. So let's see in future what's happening.
And you are playing in Goa now. Brandon is there. Mandar is there. I'm not. Yeah. So all of them. Yeah. Veritan is also there. So all the players from Goa are playing in Goa. How important is that? Because now you have a local connect with the club. So
these players, what you have called their names, they are all talented players. And when you play with good players, it's very good to play good football and show the people that we, the Goan, we can do.
Few quick fire questions. Best match that you've played in?
Churchill Brothers.
Best team that you've played for?
When we won Federation Cup against Sporting Club de Goa.
Again, finger pointed towards
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
but he didn't play that match.
He
was not there.
The best goal you scored?
In the AFC Cup with Bengaluru against April 24, North Korea team.
It was raining.
Yeah, raining. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That game, just out of curiosity, we heard the second leg was just a terror to play against in North Korea.
Yeah, the weather over there and the situation was not good, and all the players were afraid to what will happen. The match is there and there was something missile was going on, so everyone
oh,
was...
That was scary, yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
And at home it rained like nobody's business and the ball was almost floating around.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
They didn't really know how to deal with it also.
Because we came from that level, like myself,
Vinith was also there.
Vinith was not there. Vinith was not there.
He was not playing.
No.
Okay.
Only this these players, the last season who played, they are playing. Yeah.
Okay, but I remember that game though. We won 3-0 if I
remember. Yeah, 3-0.
Yeah, that was a crazy game. Your best memory in football, on a football field?
My memories are in every season, like I'm winning trophies. So these are my best memories. And last season, I think it was just a good memory for me. I won Super Cup and I was lost a final in the ISL.
So I just told you all the titles that you won: Federation Cup, World Cup, Super Cup, I League. Did you realize before I said that, or do you constantly think of I have won everything I need, one more, or is it just something that you don't think about?
No. I always think about I just want to win ISL. And it's good for me also, and my family, my friends, and the team also. So I'm pressurizing my team that every match we have to win, and hope we get this trophy this time.
And how hard is it to play center midfield in Goa? Because you have to look everywhere. You have one touch to control, another to pass.
Just
about.
Our main philosophy is to play like this. Our coach strategy is to play 1-2 touches. So we are used to that, and every day we train same.
So this is slightly on the left field, but I spoke to you about all the stats, the numbers, where you were 5th, 6th, 8th, and all the things that a midfielder needs. Indian call-up. I was a little surprised that you were not called up for the Asian Cup, considering your performances.
It's up to the management and the coach also.
What are you looking forward to?
The way I'm playing, I just want to give my best and try hard to keep that level. And again, I want to play for national team. And hopefully, maybe this season I can go and play.
So
it's up to the management, and I just want to pray God that I'll go back again.
Keep playing like this, I don't think they can deny a spot.
So. I don't know. It's up to them.
So you're in the semi-final.
Yes.
You don't know who you're playing in the semi-final.
No.
But
I don't want to think about semi-final. I just want to keep the momentum going high and to keep the point on top of the table.
If you look at the way the season spanned out, Goa has become stronger and stronger as it went off. Like I said, 5 clean sheets. Bangalore, on the other hand, is slightly dipping because maybe players are injured or whatever it may be. So you think probably the favourites to win the title?
I think I don't want to say favourites, but there are still 4 matches to go. 2 league matches and 2 semi-finals, away and home. So I think the best team of the season, I think FC Goa, obviously. And I just give credit to our goal defense. Now 5 matches, they were very good, and we considered only 1 goal, I think. So I'm happy.
5 clean sheets.
5 clean sheet. Yeah, 5 clean sheet. So I'm happy with that, and all the management, the coach, mostly the coach is very happy with the defense.
I'll tell you one thing, though, as a fan when I'm watching, as a reporter when I'm watching, FC Goa is the most entertaining team to watch. Whether you score goals or concede goals, it doesn't matter. The game is going to be exciting.
Thank you so much.
So, as a fan, thank you for that. I think Delhi comes second to that. For me personally, the way they are playing.
Yeah, nowadays football is same way. Now City are playing, Man City, Barcelona is playing. So, our coach philosophy is same. The way, because they came from that Barcelona style. And every training we are doing the same, so we are happy to do that.
So long term plan is to stay in Goa and win more trophies, I imagine?
Hope for the best. I don't want to say anything.
Thank you so
much,
Lenny.
Thank you so much.
All the best.
Thank you.
Well, guys, that was Lenny Rodriguez in conversation with Sandeep in Bangalore. This was the day before the match against Bengaluru FC in the Hero Indian Super League. I hope you all had a great time listening to this conversation. Well, remember, we'll be coming out with more such conversation in the coming days. So all you got to do is stay tuned to our social media handles. On Twitter, you can follow us on Injury Time IND. On Facebook, our page goes by the name of Injury Time India. And we are also on Instagram now under the name Injury Time IND. So until we get you the next episode of Injury Time, have a great week and enjoy the game.